let's talk about transformation. If you were to ask me what transformation was 3 years ago, I would have described it as a change from one thing to another. Most of the time, transformation is used to describe a physical change, and naturally, that's just the first thing we think about. It's important to note that the most poignant transformations are those that are intrinsic in nature, and that is exactly what the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute has been able to feel within its cohort members over the course of an intensive three-year program. As a sophomore, I never thought about what type of leader I was. I knew I had some important qualities, but the thought never lingered in my mind for more than a second. When fellow NSBE members Devontae Johnson and Cameron Herring told me about the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, I had no idea that I would be entering an atmosphere and beginning an experience different from anything I could have ever imagined. The Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute is a special experience that has transcended beyond its name. Not only have I been able to strengthen my leadership skills on multiple levels, I have learned about myself in one of the most personal ways possible. Through the readings, the discussions, the project planning and executions that mimic the real world in an incredibly representative way, and most importantly, the reflections, the Institute is an experience that fuels development and growth for the members' both professional and personal lives. The Institute is unique in that it touches on so many facets of leadership. Throughout the 3 years, we focus on professional, personal, and interpersonal development. On top of that, we have used different means and approaches to delve into each one of these. In the beginning of the experience, I learned about my Myers-Briggs type, and I've been able to keep my results in mind as I've continued through the Institute and outside of it, especially in my interpersonal interactions. We've also focused on the concept of groups versus teams, and we've been able to practice working like a team in many of our projects, whether they be major or minor. Teams work in a collaborative, understanding, progressive, and cohesive nature, whereas groups can sometimes be divisive and task-oriented in nature. Reading articles like Disciplines of a Team has also helped strengthen these concepts for me. Something else we were able to do early on was write in our learning journals. They encouraged us to put our insights on paper, something that I've come to value and incorporate into my daily life. While rereading my journal, I came across a quote that Oprah once said. She said, "Real integrity is doing the right thing, knowing that nobody is going to know whether or not you did it." Just writing this down has helped me keep it alive in my daily life. I try my best to make goals for myself that do not seek extrinsic validation. Another key subject we focused on was blind spots, and biases. We did an online activity that exposed us to some of the implicit biases that we never considered before. Being aware of these biases has made us more conscious of our behaviors and thoughts and thus better able to check ourselves. Along the same lines, we learned about our sages and our saboteurs, analogous to our strengths and our weaknesses, but on a deeper level. And these have helped us recognize the qualities that we possess that may serve as roadblocks to our success when it comes to being a leader. Early on, we were able to develop ourselves as professional leaders through workshops. Agile development and speakers like Jeff Smith and Becky Halstead came through and gave us some important insight on how to be leaders, professionalized. As we continued throughout the Institute, the development and transformation became more tangible and more applicable and began to make more sense. We began working on projects like Miami Meets India, where we got the chance to plan and attend a night filled with music, food, and insights from cultural leaders from India. We were able to test our teamwork skills, and that's something that I really valued in the Institute. It was heightened even more when we worked on our 9-month project called Listen for Insight. We were able to experience the real-life process of project work. We ultimately were able to create a podcast website with interviews that were centered on creativity, leadership, and innovation. Not only were we able to learn from the journey and the ups and downs, but the actual interviews themselves were insightful as well. One of the most impactful aspects of the Institute has been the heightened cultural awareness that we've gained. From exposing me to Indian culture and foods through our Miami Meets India events, as well as global rhythms, to hearing a current survivor of the Rwandan genocide, businessman and philanthropist Jean Paul, talk about how he got where he is now. And just recently we heard from NASA's Nicole Smith that she was able to give us more insight on some of the realities of women in engineering and some of the struggles that they have to face. And these experiences and the discussions and interactions we have within the cohort are key to improving our cultural competency, something that all leaders should strive to be better at. More recently, we have completed our True North books, which have helped us delve deeper into our leadership styles, our purpose, and our self-awareness. We emphasize the importance of support systems by meeting in our True North groups weekly to discuss the things we've learned about ourselves from the interactive book. This was just one of the many exercises we have done to learn more about ourselves and our purpose. From the vision boards to the cycle of renewal to the Life Reimagined website exercises, we've been able to use multiple means to learn just where we want to be in life and why we were placed on this earth. The culmination of these resources has helped me connect the dots in a seemingly senseless and scattered life to make everything come together. I've already been able to implement these learnings in my student organizations as well as my personal and interpersonal life. With everything that I've done in the Institute so far within the past 3 years, I know that this is just the beginning. The transformation has begun, and I can apply everything I've learned in my future and in my future as a medical student and physician, and of course a leader in my community. If there is one thing I could say I took away from the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, and this is something I want you all to take away from this talk as well, it is the fact that we learn about the world in order to learn about ourselves. Specifically, I find that physically writing down our learnings helps keep them ingrained in our minds and makes it easier for us to implement in our daily lives. I encourage you all to travel, talk to those around you who do not think like you or look like you, and reflect on your leadership and personal skills through writing. It will surely take you a long way, and I am living proof.